tune in, it's time for Comedy G. Bringing stars and stories, it's where you wanna be. From celebs to entrepreneurs, she's got the scoop. Community and entertainment, she's in the loop. Every smile, a burst of velvet light. Through the screen, she shines so bright. With the laughs and tales that weave tonight. Well, 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 welcome to another episode of SKST Radio, and you tuned in to the Cammy Grayson Show, and I am so excited. We've been running since, what, 6 o'clock? We've been running since 6 o'clock, and guess what? I have a room full of cheerleaders and dancers. Oh, wait a minute. Are they here?
Oh, they're here.
Are they here?
Let me see if they're here.
Cheerleaders, are you here?
S-D-G.
All right. Okay, so I am Cammy Grayson, and today I have a very special guest. We had her on last week, and she was talking about her team, and remember we mentioned that we wanted to see the team members, and so she is the director. She's the founder of Significant Dream Queens. Mm-hmm. You know what? Queens with a Z.
Mm-hmm. What is Z?
With a Z. And so I am so happy. Coach Misha, say hello.
Hello, everyone. I am Coach Misha again. I am the director and the coach of Significant Dream Queens. And today I have brought my queens with me so they can give you a little spill about our team and me to give you some more feedback about why your child, your queen, should be on our team, as well as just connect with us and see how we're doing in community and what we have to offer.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Okay, so let's say hello to the queens. Okay, so we're going to go all the way around the room. It's 6 of them with us today. Mm-hmm. And so let's start with number one. Tell us who you are.
My name is Mackenzie, and I'm on SDQ.
Yay! How old are you, Mackenzie?
I'm 10 years old.
Oh, well, welcome. Number two.
Hello, my name is Malika, and I'm 10 years old.
Hi, Malika. Welcome. Number three.
Hi, my name is Queen Ari, and I'm 10 years old.
All right. Number four.
Hello, my name is Mercy, and I'm 11 years old.
Welcome, Mercy, 11 years old. Number five.
Hello, my name is Amari, and I'm 11 years old.
Welcome, Amari. And number six.
Hello, my name is Queen Azori, and I am 11 years old.
I love it. Oh, my gosh. So y'all were queens. So when I was in Dallas, I had the Princess Society. Every girl deserves a crown.
That part.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Girls, y'all are so well-behaved. I'm just so excited. Okay, so guys. These kids have been doing some phenomenal things in the community. Mm-hmm. And so we want to hear and learn about that. And then also, I want to show them off a little bit. We got a big event coming up on the 27th, and we've invited them. Mm-hmm. So let's pull the event up. Girls will be here at the Podcasting in the Park, and they're going to be performing for us at Podcasting in the Park. I'm very excited about that. And then, Queen Misha, tell us about the girls and how you got started with the girls.
All right. So we started in the community based off just being able to connect with each other, and as well as starting off a brand where we can allow queens and, well, young ladies rather, to be able to feel comfortable in their own skin. So Significant Dream Queens is just a symbol of being able to feel unique, apart, and sisterhood. Again, sisterhood is something that I significantly love, because the girls, no matter what part they are from or where they're going through, they should feel like they have a piece of home somewhere where they do in the community.
I love it. So the leading with a purpose as a young Black woman in education and arts. So what got you inspired? What made this happen?
What got me inspired is being already, I'm an educator. So being an educator allows me to see the needs of the children inside, and then being able to build my own, I can truly build what the community is in need for the young girls. When a young girl wakes up in the morning, they should feel like, oh my God, I'm beautiful today. Uh-huh. Even on their worst day. Uh-huh. When a queen comes in, even when they go to a classroom, as you already know, sometimes they already feel like, oh my God, what are they thinking about me? So I want you to feel like confident. When you walk into that class or that room or wherever you're at, it doesn't have to necessarily be a classroom, you just feel like, I'm okay. I'm comfortable with me. So.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Absolutely love it. Okay. So what are the real challenges of our girls, what our girls are facing today? What are the real challenges?
Well, in the community is my biggest thing that I see is feeling apart. Feeling as if they can't have their own image. So Significant Dream Queens allow you to walk in feeling maybe however your self-confidence is weighing. But by the time you leave and get in, you feel comfortable. In reality, teams have to understand that when you welcome new people to your community of dance or art, whatever it is, you want to make sure the people coming in is the people that are coming in feels like your arms are open. Sometimes, unfortunately, you know, being a part of something can feel like, do I belong here? When they have different attitudes and cliques and all of that, that kind of tears down a young lady. And in this society today, we want to make sure that we're uplifting each other, because not just being a part of a team, but you want to be able to, when you get a job in the future, you want to be able to welcome that new team member on, because everybody doesn't know everything.
Yes, right.
So unfortunately, if you just have that open arm and that society of like, I got this, I'm going to help the next person, then the community will run a little bit smoother.
Wow. Well, first of all, I want to stop right here, and I want to say thank you to the parent that's here. We didn't say hello to her. I'm so sorry. What's her name?
Miss Ballard,
thank you so much for all you do, helping to supervise. And I know you didn't really want to be on the camera or anything, but I do want to acknowledge
if we don't
participate or help, you know, one person can't do it. And mm-hmm. so for people like you, we really, really appreciate yes. all you do.
Everything.
And that's coming from the bottom of my heart, because, mm-hmm. honey, I've been there. So thank
it's
you.
It's coming from the bottom
thank
of my heart, too, because she is phenomenal. I mean, everything these girls need, no matter if it's just a pencil, she got it. Or she figured out something else of what to give to these girls. And listen, when they pull up to practice, the whole squad just pull around her car. She can't even sit and move. So she is definitely phenomenal, and I appreciate her.
So thank you. And so, okay, back to the questions. Okay, so building a stronger village, that's what made me think of it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it by yourself. Mm-hmm. It takes a village to be around our girls and help them grow and get them out there and educate them and get them into culture. Mm-hmm. And so what has been the aha moment for this for you?
The aha moment is the faces that they have once they get through an experience, the feeling like I can't do it, but then they actually get to do it. I'm very big on given different experiences, because mm-hmm. it doesn't just happen with dance. It happens with how you carry yourself. You know, it happens by leading by example. So I'm very big on that, because if you don't lead by example, then they're going to do what you're doing that could possibly be wrong, but they're influenced by you because you're doing it in front
right,
of them.
Right.
So leading by example is definitely a big thing for me. My young queens also understands that in reality, no matter if it's school or not, Significant Dream Queens is a part of your life, but it's not your entire life.
Right.
So you have to carry yourself as a queen, no matter if that's at the schoolhouse, when you go around your family, when you present yourself. Those things are very important. So leading by example and allowing the community to see what you're doing speaks a lot for itself. So.
Nice. Okay, so I got a question for the girls.
Okay, ladies.
So I got some questions that I know you guys probably rehearsed on, but I don't like that. So I might give y'all some other kind of questions. Okay, so which one out of all of you girls that's here today feel like you are a leader?
I know that hand ain't going up slow. Grandpa, raise that hand.
Which one of you feel like you are a leader right now? Raise your hand. Okay, number six, tell us why.
Because I get to help encourage my sisters as a whole and not apart.
I absolutely love it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely love it. So out of all you girls, who feel like they know the most routines? No one.
So can I interject a little bit? Uh-huh. They're not gonna say who's most because on this team we know that we're balanced, mm-hmm. but we help each other. So that question is gonna be a hard question because they know that we stand as one.
Gotcha.
So that is a true village question because in reality, I teach them to work together. Mm-hmm. So that means that if I'm teaching a new move today, they're gonna work together no matter if it's on practice time, FaceTime, or even say, can I go to each other's house and we practice? Because they're trying to make sure that they're all looking as one.
One, I love mm-hmm. it, I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see what I got here, okay. For a student, okay. The impact of representation, a student's perspective. Okay, so with that being said.
Number six.
Number six, what you got?
For number six, I mean, for that question?
Uh-huh.
Can you repeat that for me, please?
Okay, the impact of representation, a student's perspective.
Working with Miss Misha, I gained a lot of self-confidence. She has taught me a lot in math. I see her determination and passion on helping her students as well as her dance team.
Mm-hmm. Like it.
So some of them I have taught. And like I said, you know, being a coach doesn't mean just the chapter of dance. Sometimes you never know where you run into where this student or someone in the community may know you like, oh, don't you teach or something of that nature. Mm-hmm. So being a part of being a leader while teaching as well as choreographing, that is very big. And she had the opportunity to watch me on the teaching side as well as the dance side.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I know that you guys do more than just dance, mm-hmm. right? So who want to tell me what are all the things that you guys do? Number five?
So we dance for the community or we get opportunities to dance and things like that.
Okay. So who want to iterate on something else?
So we want to make sure we're talking about outside of dance. What do we do outside of dance that keeps our team glued?
What do you got, number four?
Okay, so we also do bonding. We also do tutoring, just in case you need help on something, like if you have a test the next day and you need tutoring, and Miss Nurse will help you. So we do bonding and stuff like that.
I love it. Okay, so the power of education from a student's perspective. So who can answer that question?
I think all of them at this point.
Okay, let's go with number three.
Mm-hmm.
Can you answer it?
Can you repeat that question for me, please?
The power of education, a student's reflection.
We have to help each other and by tutoring, like number four said, we do bonding and stuff and we do tutoring. We help each other with different work. And if you need help with something, we help.
I absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. Okay. So who can tell me how much this program has helped them in their everyday life? So let's see. What do you got? Four. One, two, three, four, five. Number five.
It made me feel rising, how I like get help and stuff. Like it made me feel self-confident to myself and it made me feel uplifting.
Okay. Well, what do you think, number one? Same question.
Can you please repeat that question again, please?
Okay, so the power of education. So what do you feel you've learned since you've been with the squad?
Okay, so I feel like I was different at first when I was at tryouts until I found out like everyone was like kind of like me. Some people can be smart and kind, and then some people can basically do the same thing. But some people can probably be more like energetic. Some people can be more calmer. And then that just really helped me find myself more.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Okay, so this one's not one of your regular questions. You know me. So now, if a student, if a person just came into town, right? They don't know anyone, but they love cheer and they love dance. And they have their own style of doing things. But of course, they're going to have to try to fit in with you guys. Would you be open to learning some of the new things that she could bring to the table?
Yes.
We really can.
Everybody agree with that?
Yes.
Woohoo, unison. Okay, so number three, how would you welcome that new student in?
I'll welcome by saying hello, and I will see what they really like, and I will help them by making sure they feel confident and more encouraged, and I'll make them, when they welcomed, and I'll make them have confidence.
Nice. I love it. What about you, number six?
Even though we do things differently, like Miss Cammy said, I will try to feel very present and help them build up their self-confidence and make them feel welcome.
Love it. Okay, number four. Same question.
Can you repeat it, please? Sorry.
So if a new person came to the squad and she's from out of town, she don't know anyone in the community at all, and she joins your squad, how would you make them feel welcome?
Well, first I will greet them. I'll make them feel a part of the team. I'll help them, like, if they need anything, and just help them out because you said they didn't know anything, so I'll just help them.
Absolutely love it. Okay. You girls are just, I mean, to die for. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to look at some cool pictures, and I want y'all to tell me about these pictures, okay?
Okay.
Get worldwide airplay, boost online streaming and sales. Get noticed by major labels like BMG, Sony Music, and Empire. Your videos aired on TV in millions of homes. See what NeverStop Entertainment can do for you. Visit us now at NeverStopENT.com.
All right. If you just tuned in, you haven't tuned in too late. You tuned in to the Cammy Grayson Show, and I have my special, special, cute little guest here with me today.
Hello.
Look at them. They're so cute. Okay. So, Miss Cammy, you know me. I'm going to keep doing something. Okay. So, this is the squad, everyone. And so, we're looking to recruit. Is that correct, Coach? Okay. Tell us if people wanted to join the squad, how would they do it?
All right, so we have a tryouts coming up on September 24th through the 26th. If you contact us at 757-524-3327, we will be able to give you more information, forward it to you. Again, if you do email, like I said last week, if you do message us and you don't get an immediate response, I will get back to you within the 24 hour, but that'll probably be less than that. But I will contact you with the information.
Wonderful. Okay, so these girls, not only do they perform and cheer and do community events, look at them. They look so cute. Look at them. So tell us about this event.
Okay, so we had the opportunity to perform at the Soul Circus, and this was just an amazing time. We got to not only perform in the show, but we got to watch the show, and they had a ball. They were just definitely stunned by all of the performances happening all at once. And one thing for sure, the clowns kept coming to get them back, to come get them back. And they were just on the top, and they had on little, like, you know, that's kind of like the little fringe. But as they up there, they just shaking, And Ari, she was one of them that just, she would not stop even when they was done. She was still in there, she just shaking.
All right. So that's what I'm saying. So if you guys get the opportunity to join the squad, it's not just dance. It's not just cheer. It's opportunities. About opportunities. Absolutely. So think time for them to have fun. So I before we wrap it up, I really want to find out what the girls want to be when they grow up. And I want to know how being on the squad is helping them to get there. How is it impacting you to get there? So ladies, y'all ready?
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna start with number one. Well, so what do you want to be when you grow up? And then what are you doing now? How's the squad helping you to get to where you want to be?
When I grow up, I want to be a cosmetologist and do hair and nails. I want to be a hairstylist and a nail tech. And how they help me get there, it's like we all basically want to do the same thing. Like, we all probably done hair and nails before. And it's like we keep practicing and practicing until we get it right.
All right. Mm-hmm. Number two.
What I want to be when I grow up is, oh, shoot. I forgot what it was called, but it's like one of the scientists that wants to, like, I want to be a scientist that helps plants.
Okay. And so what are you doing? How is the squad helping you get there?
They're just helping me out with the dance moves, and when we get it right, we'll like have water breaks, and then we'll continue practicing. So yeah.
Okay, but that works. You got to help rest, and you got to keep on going. Number three, what do you think?
I want to be a dance coach because my coach inspires me, and she helps me out, and not dance, not on the dance floor, but life itself. And what's the question again?
What do you want to be when you grow up?
A dance coach, yeah.
Oh, yes, a dance coach. Sorry.
That wasn't me, by the way.
Sorry, Ari.
So how is your, what you're doing now with the squad impacting you? How is it getting you there?
It helps me how my coach inspires me, and by the dancers, they help me out find other stuff to do. And the dancers, it seems like they help me out as well, like the dance coach. And it seems like they help me, and they do things that I want to do when I grow up too.
I love it. Okay, number four, same question.
Okay, I want to be a cosmetologist because the team inspires me to get there, because like sometimes we help each other take out each other hair, because I want to be a hairstylist. So I get to learn how to do that. And
okay. So how's the dance squad getting you there? What are you learning from the dance squad that you can take with you when you grow up?
I can take
So basically the question is like, what of the qualities from the team can impact you to continue to be the hairstylist and do the nails? So that can be like for good customer service, treating people nicely. What are you carrying to pull into your business?
Treat people nicely. Take responsibility.
Okay. Yeah.
Communication.
Hey. There you go. I love that. All right. Okay, number five. What do you got?
Same as number three. So I want to be a dance coach, and I want to be a cosmetologist, and I want to do hair and nails, because what get me there is because Miss Misha has helped us out a lot, where we can step further into dance. And what makes me want to do hair and nails is because I be watching videos, and she and Miss Misha said watch videos so you can learn and get there. So you could take a step further, and that's what I be doing. I be practicing on myself, and like same as we go to school, she said, just do your hair nice and neat, and that's what I be doing. I be trying my best to do my hair nice and neat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it. Okay, number six.
When I grow up, I would like to be a pediatrician and a cosmetologist. Mm-hmm. Why? Because my dance sisters help me. They build up my self-confidence. Mm-hmm. While being the lead captain, they help me also do stuff. I don't also only help them and lift them up. I've learned new things for them. And for example, if I want to be a pediatrician, when some of our queens get hurt while practicing, we will find some way to, like, help their stretch, itch, burn. One time, dancing, I also fell somewhere, and then we had cheese in the refrigerator. I put cheese on my head.
They found it.
It was a big story, but I would like to thank you for my coach and my girls for helping me build up my self-confidence.
I love it. I love it. Wow, girls, I am so proud of you. You all have great goals, and I guess I'm gonna have to get somebody to do my hair. We got all this coffee.
We're gonna have it here.
There you go. Okay, Coach Misha.
Yes. So I just want to say again, I appreciate you all from tuning in today and seeing the queens and the queens that's over there, right? Because we are what? Significant Dream.
I absolutely love it.
Yes.
Girls, thank you so much for coming to the studio. Did anybody learn anything new today?
Yes,
I did.
Okay. Did everybody learn something?
Yes.
Okay, so let me go around. We got what, 3 or 4 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so number one, what did you learn today?
I learned it's not like really I learned, but like I just figured out that they've been performing way more viral places than I ever seen in my entire life.
Oh wow. Number two.
Wait, can you repeat the question again?
What did you learn today? It could be anything. What did you learn today?
That I have sisters around me that can help me dance if I forget the move.
Great. Number three, what did you learn today?
I learned that I can be on TV with confidence and courage.
Hey, I love it. Number four, what did you learn today?
I learned when I get older, I can call one of my sisters to help me do my hair. That's all I learned.
All right. Number five, what did you learn?
What I learned today is how to build up yourself and how to build up self-confidence for yourself. And how to do a podcast and just work yourself up to like think and remember in your head.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Okay, number six, what did you learn today?
Today I learned I should never be afraid of anything. Working with my sisters has been amazing. And thank you, Coach.
No,
I appreciate you so much.
You're welcome.
Absolutely love it. Okay, and to my parent in the back, thank you again. Mm-hmm. And ladies, thank you for being on the SKST Radio Podcast Show with Cammy Grayson. Okay, guys, until next week, SKST Radio.
Bye. Bye.